From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Charafe al-Muadan was killed last week. He said al-Muadan had direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris. In another development in Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters.
During the four-day offensive to capture the dam, the SDF liberated more than 10 villages and 235 square kilometers, while coordinating strikes that killed over 100 enemy combatants.
Steve Warren, the dam held by Islamic State since last year, helps generate electricity for large parts of northern Aleppo province. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi on Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no details. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising. That uprising was sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. This is VOA News.